Now, a journey we've been taking you on all week is through a place called Neck Park in Sedgefield. Genius place. I was enthralled by it. Sort of had an idea of what was going on, but never got in to have a look around, a right route around to see what was going on in Neck Park or the North East Technology Park. So much innovation going on in there, like genius stuff, like mind-blowing gear. And we've sort of informed you all this week of some of the little things that are going on, you know, the little businesses that are just changing the world. Now, today, I'm going to introduce you to a company called High Force Research. Now, I got to speak to Head of New Projects, Neil Sim. And first, let's hear from CEO, Roy Valentine.
Well, we tend not to design the initial compound. A customer, which is a small biotech company, will come along and they might just draw it on a piece of paper and say, we're interested in this, can you make it?
Has happened.
And then our skills are working out a method for making it and then actually going into the laboratory and doing it. Yeah. It is difficult.
It is.
It's a challenge.
Yeah. Things that are written down on paper seem very easy until you take the challenge and take it up in the lab. A lot of unforeseen
stuff. Well, that's the thing. I've spoken about graphene before. You know, when you hear about graphene, you hear how brilliant it is. It's absolutely fantastic. Then you actually think, well, actually, it won't mix with anything, and you can't do anything with it. No. But theoretically, it's a marvelous thing. You fit into that chair to sort of take these theoretically brilliant things and make them accessible to the general public somewhere down the line.
Well, eventually, we hope.
Yeah.
But in the early, you know, it can take years. Say if it's a new API. There's an idea, they can draw the molecule out, we can then hopefully synthesize it, and then it has to go into clinical trials. So that's about as far as we can take it. Then the volumes become far too big for us. Mm. So we then pass it on to a bigger customer.
Is it hard to pass the baby on?
Sometimes you get invested a lot in a project, don't you? And it's, you know, so. Don't want to say this, but it takes over your life a lot because you're constantly thinking about if there's a problem, how can I best overcome it? And you know, there's obviously challenges there that you want to address and do the best you can for the client. So
I've got to ask you, and I've asked this to everyone I've spoken to in Ned Park. You could be anywhere in the world, you guys, because you're genius. But why choose Sedgefield? Why come to Ned Park?
Well, the main reason being we set up. We started at Durham, Mountjoy, and we were there for about 6-7 years. And then we just outgrew the space. So we took on, we actually built at Bowburn just a standard factory unit and kitted it out as a laboratory or laboratories. And then we've grown on that site in the last 30 years, but now the site's completely full. The Bowburn North Industrial Estate has got crowded as well. There's no room to expand around at Bowburn, and we needed some extra space. So Sedgefield just being 10 minutes drive away and being a science park, it was an ideal opportunity. So we came along here just over a year ago, talked to Janet Todd, who runs the park, and she said, oh, I've got an empty space here that might be suitable. So in this building, we've got about half of the bottom floor, and we took on a big empty space and we kitted it out with our own laboratory. So we put our own fume cupboards and benches and equipment in. And we paid for all that, but we just leased the space. So that's why we're here, because it's very close to Bowburn. So, we can have good communications between both sites. Just jump in a car and it's 10 minutes journey.
Nepot itself is an innovation site, and the work that we're doing here, it's fundamentally innovation for our customers. So it fits really well with what else is going on within the site, and hopefully there'll be collaborative opportunities that we can get out of that as well.
Do we undervalue them, you, as a sector?
It's hard to say, really.
Possibly to some degree. I guess it's hard. Location-wise as well, the northeast, I guess, kind of misses out away from some of the big players
south. The Cambridge, Oxford,
the Golden
London
Triangle
area.
And
there's lots and lots of R&D companies down there. But then again, it's very expensive to live down there.
Exactly, yeah.
Young chemists, they can't get a mortgage down there.
Mm. So you're opening a door here and going, look at you, we're doing exactly the same down there, up here, and it's cheaper. Yeah.
Exactly, because, I mean, the salary differences aren't great. You know, if you worked in Cambridge, you're not going to earn an awful lot more than maybe a company like us would pay them. And yet the cost of living up here, especially buying houses, etc., is so much cheaper.
I've got to ask you, so what's the future for you guys? More expansion?
We'd like to think so. I mean, we've grown slowly over 31 years from 3 people to 35.
Wow.
And we are privately owned with no external investors or shareholders. And we've just grown carefully and organically over that period of time, you know, and I hope it continues.
You seem like County Durham's best kept secret, you lot.
And we just take opportunities as and when they come along.
And do you think there'll be more opportunities coming up in the next...
All the time. Yeah. There are all the time we're getting inquiries.
Yeah.
It's under the radar. Genuinely, the stuff that goes on at Net Park at Sedgefield is phenomenal. They are changing not just our neck of the woods, not just the country, but the world. And it's happening in County Durham, and we should be very, very proud of it.